Hello, everyone. My name is Luis Barnes. I am the Executive Director of Tech Forward, a nonprofit out of Palmyra, Missouri. We started this podcast to talk about technology, to talk about specifically information technology, and how that technology kind of can help and affect small towns like Palmyra. Palmyra is population 3,500, I believe. And we are located about 10 minutes from the Mississippi River. And it is a mighty Mississippi, let me tell you. And 2 hours northeast of St. Louis, Missouri. Tech Forward was created with the intention, with the mission really to help small towns like Palmyra by using information technology. Now that it could be as simple as teaching you how to use a particular product like Canva, Microsoft Office, Google products. It could be as serious as teaching you software development from JavaScript to React, JS to Flutter, Dart, Swift, etc. We can help you by building your website and doing it either at no cost or very, very low price. But at the end of the day, our goal is to help you, to help a small town, to help small towns like Palmyra using information technology. Now, it's a broad subject, and we can get into that later. But I want to introduce you to this podcast, the Let's Do Things Right podcast. And give you a heads up of what we are going to be doing in the next several weeks and months with this podcast through Tech Forward and have you be part of it. So this podcast will go weekly to be uploaded, to be released on Thursdays by noon central, by the way. For the next couple of weeks, it will be just me, really just kind of getting the, I need to get a feel for the app. And I will plug, by the way, any technology that I use. We're using Riverside.fm to create and release this podcast. I am using a Logitech camera. And right now I'm using this Jabra, I think it's Microsoft, and headset. We hope to move on to a Yeti microphone later on as we evolve. But anyway, we release Thursdays through YouTube and other channels. I need to figure that one out tomorrow. But also, besides that, starting January, our goal is to have guests on the show, and we hope to have a weekly guest, and that guest should be or will be someone that works in the technology sector, right? Whether they own it, they run it, they use it. We want to talk to people who are into the technology, specifically those people that work in a small town like Palmyra, Missouri. Besides that, we hope to also have alumni. I am the past president of the Quincy University Alumni Association. I live right now about 20 minutes from Quincy University. I attended Quincy back in the mid-80s. Ideally, what we want to do, again, is talk to alumni who are involved with technology. However, just because I went to Quincy University, it doesn't mean that I want to talk to only Quincy University alumni. If you attended Hannibal LaGrange, Culver Stockton, John Wood Community College, Quincy University, please contact us, right? We want to hear from you. We want to have you on the show, have a discussion regarding technology, where you stand on it, where you are, what are you doing, give a shout out to whatever company you work for. Our focus really is 100% information technology. We want to know how we can help you with it, how you can help us, how we can help the small town we live in, how you can help the small town you live in, or help the small town that we all are near to. I'm going to reach out to people I know, to people I don't know, but I hope to have people that you will find engaging and have a lively discussion as to the comings and goings in technology. As part of this show, we also hope, hold on a second here. Hey, I wonder if I can get Yeti to sponsor the show. Let's find out, shall we? All right. Also, as part of the show is there's a lot of information about technology out there. So many articles written on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. For obvious reasons, we cannot hit them all. But I do want to bring up an article or two and talk about them. I am extremely opinionated. And my opinion tend to always be right and also right. So, you know, what can go wrong when you believe your opinion is right, right? Anyway, so we do want to talk some about technology. We want to talk about how that affects this a small town, not necessarily Palmyra, but and how that technology can be good or bad for a small town. At the end of the day, what our goal is how do we help Palmyra? How do we help Canton? How do we help Monroe City, Hannibal, Philadelphia, Alexandria? Those small towns around us that, it, especially after the pandemic, took an absolute hit. I've spent 3 years now in Palmyra, and it is a different world. And it, that is no disrespect. It is an absolute different world from Cincinnati, Ohio, where I spent 40 years. And I see it every day. And I ask myself the question every day, how can I help? But all I know is technology. That is all I know. And if that's all I know, then why not put it to use, right? So starting with this podcast, we want to talk about it. We want to hear from you. Have you tell me, you know, what specific technology do you believe can help a small town? Even if you don't live in one, how do you think it can help? Let's talk about that. Let's have that conversation. Maybe people out there who have the money and the time and have, you know, the resources can bring that idea to life. There's a couple of individuals that I will be talking to that are doing incredible things with technology in a smaller town of Palmyra, and I will have them as guests in one of them anyway in January. But that is the conversation. That's what this podcast is about. Let's talk technology. Let's talk information technology and how it applies to small towns. I am going to give a shout out every week to somebody in Palmyra, because quite honestly, it is where I live and I do love this town. I have learned to love it. And I'm going to tell you right now that I think the most incredible thing for me living in Palmyra, coming from Cincinnati, Ohio, it's the simple things, guys. I can sit in my backyard right now. It's almost 8 o'clock p.m. Central, and there's not a sound. It's silence, and I love it. I can do that every night. Try doing that in Cincinnati. Huh. But the people here are great. From Cynthia, the barber, to Mark at the gas station, to the owners of Happy China, whose name I never remember, to the great folks at Hebrew's Coffee. And to be fair, to the wonderful people over at the county market, it's great knowing people's names and running into those people at the grocery store, at the gas station, getting a coffee. I tell you what, I think the most fascinating thing I've ever done so far, and you may think it's silly, is we have two delivery young women that come to my house, and I ran into one of them at the kind of market, I think it was kind of market. And to me, coming from Cincinnati, I had never in my life run into my own postal delivery guy, woman in this case, anywhere. I don't think I ever knew who they were. But here, they are part of the town, you know, and you talk to them and you get to meet these people, and they have interesting stories. They have great stories, and I want to help them. I want to help them. How do we help this small town come back to life? It's not dead. It's not dead by any means. It's growing. Rusty, the mayor, by the way, I think that's one of the silliest things, funniest things I can say now. I have the mayor of Palmares' phone number on my phone. I mean, come on. When's the last time you can say you have the mayor's phone number on your iPhone, right? And then, of course, I found out that everybody had Rusty's phone number, but, you know, not the point. But I have conversations with Rusty, with the mayor, with the Palmara Chamber of Commerce. We meet once a month. And these people really are wanting. They are trying. They want to help this town. They want to help you. They want to help us bring this town back to life. I've seen pictures of Palmara from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, 60s, and it appeared to be an incredible town, just like many others. Sure, many a thing has happened since then, not just including the pandemic. But why cannot we bring it back? Why can we not do what we can for your own small town? And if so, how can we help? We are a technology nonprofit. We're starting small, but we hope as time goes on that we will have more and more things to offer, not just to Palmara, but to other towns around us. So that is our goal with the podcast. We want to talk technology. We want to have people here that, as guests that can help the conversation, that can start other conversations. We want to have a dialogue with leaders, with individuals, and let's talk about how technology can help a town. But we don't want to just talk about it, obviously. We want to figure out what's the next step. Yes, money has obviously a lot to do with it, but what can we do as individuals, as business owners, as nonprofits? What can we do? So that is our directive, to talk about technology, to bring it to the forefront and see what we can do about it. So to that end, starting the first week of January, Thursday the second. It will be Thursday the 9th because people vacation, you know. Thursday the 9th, we have our first guest scheduled. I will announce the name later on. We hope to have more, by the way. We hope to have that alumni. If you're an alumni from Quincy, John Wood, Hannibal LaGrange, Culver Stockton, and you work in technology, please, let's have that conversation. Come on the show. Information about how to contact us should be, if I did this right, on your screen. But you can also go to www.techforward.org. Or send an email to luis.barnes@techforward.org, and let me know that you want to be on the show. Let me know what you do, let's have you on the podcast. So until we meet again, which will be next week. By the way, right in front of me is the camera, which apparently I have not used to yet. So I keep doing this to kind of look at the screen and look at the fact that I'm going around the camera. We'll fix that. Bear with me, by the way. This is my first podcast. So we, as time goes, I keep saying we because it's the company, but as time goes on, I'll figure this out. You know, I'll graduate from podcasting 101. And by the way, we can talk about the stuff behind me, which some of it is quite interesting, to be honest with you. Until we meet again, and I hope you have a great, great evening. This is your host, Luis, and we'll talk tomorrow.